Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day, the 29th day of August, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 77 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of Northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 88 degrees and no fucking water. It's dry. I mean, goddamn, that water's got it. I guess it's all in Pakistan. I guess they can drive it anywhere, fucking where they want to. Well, hey, go ahead. Start the starvation, son of a bitch. Let's get this shit going. Let's get it over with. I'm ready. So we're going to look at here. Census Bureau, 3.8 million renters will likely be evicted in the next 2 months. There's a fucking surprise. We'll be right back. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Census Bureau, 3.8 million renters will likely be evicted in the next 2 months. This is from MSN, and you remember back when they were, you know, saying you didn't have to pay your rent. I mean, people were, they had the stimulus checks coming in. And they, you know, didn't have, because of COVID-19, it didn't exist. They didn't have to go to work. So they're sitting there and they didn't have to pay their fucking, they had the money. But they didn't pay their rent because they didn't have to. Because they couldn't be evicted. They had that. Now, that mandatory fucking protection from eviction is gone. And we told you back then, man, pay the fucking rent. Pay the fucking rent. Because the forced eviction, you get a forced eviction, you ain't getting another fucking place. And on the Mexicans and the goddamn Guatemalans and the Chinese and every other son of a bitch around the fucking world now, the corporation calling themselves your fucking government will buy them whatever they fucking need. Because this is a recolonization. This is to get rid of the people who fucking own this country and all its resources and all its fucking wealth. And so thus far, we have allowed it. Thus far, we can't bitch about it because we have fucking allowed it. Anyway, here we go. For the first time ever, the median rent in the United States topped $2,000 a month in June. And the increase shows no sign of stopping. And this is not like going into the cities and stuff or where the, you know, better jobs are and better money are. This is flat down the fucking line. You come to this poor ass fucking place I'm at, there ain't nothing here. Ain't no goddamn jobs and shit. Fucking, it was still $2,000 a month. $2,000 a month. It's across the, I don't care if it's in fucking goddamn, out in the middle of no goddamn where, $2,000 a month. Because these conglomerates are coming in, these international conglomerates, these motherfuckers aren't even Americans, buying up all the rental fucking properties and setting the fucking price. This used to be called a violation of the antitrust laws. What antitrust laws? Hell, you have people of two or three different corporations sitting on two or three different corporate fucking boards, and then be sitting down at the city hall as a goddamn what the hell they call him, commissioner. I mean, this is fucking blatant. What, criminals? I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, mafia? $2,000 a month in June, and the increase shows no sign of stopping. Those rising rents mean that thousands, representing a total of 8.5 million people, were behind on their rent at the end of August, according to Census Bureau figures. And 3.8 million of those renters say they're somewhat or very likely to be evicted in the next 2 months. 3.8 million more fucking Americans. Because these ain't, you're not going to evict no fucking foreign son of a bitch who isn't even in a national of this country, who's here illegally as a fucking alien. They're not the ones going to get evicted. They're the one that's going to get your fucking house when you're thrown out in the fucking street as an American national. And you'll pay for it. You can live in your car. Go and sweat your fucking job. Hand the fucking money over for him to pay for some foreign motherfucker, some foreign goddamn national to come and take your goddamn, displace you and take your job. It's not just taking your job, because I don't like that fucking term. I don't like the way that during the 40s, 50s, and 60s, they go, oh, getting a job. I mean, man, that was the pride, you know. I go down, I work all week, get my paycheck, pay my taxes. Man, fucking idiot. You didn't have a clue what was going on. It was just fucking easy, wasn't it? A little harder what we're doing, huh? The combination of soaring inflation and the end of most eviction moratoriums and rental assistance payments and an extremely low vacancy rate has pushed rents up and many renters out. Why would the goddamn rents be up if, I mean, the American nationals haven't reproduced their numbers in fucking years? Just their numbers. But these fucking foreign son of a bitches, these foreign nationals are fucking outbreeding us in our own fucking country. And we're just sitting here fucking, well, we're allowing it, people. Go ahead and allow it all the fucking way, you stupid son of a bitches. You'll get exactly what you fucking got coming. In 2006, rents have risen faster than home prices. Oh, since 2006, I'm sorry. Rents have risen faster than home prices. But at the same time, the shortage of available rental units has been steadily increasing since the Great Recession. Why are they decreasing? Because you're pumping 10,000 fucking cocksuckers across the southern border. Every fucking day you got to have somewhere to put them. And you got to remove the fucking American nationals so these little cocksuckers who fucking we've whipped already three fucking times can come and take what's ours, because we're too afraid of some goddamn pencil neck motherfucking treasonous pig shit eating fucking Zionist cocksuckers in Washington D.C. that are fucking traitors, that are infiltrators, that are goddamn dual citizen fucking Israeli fucking so-called Americans, which means they are fucking Khazarian bastard, son of a bitch and low-life cocksuckers. Since 2006, rents have risen faster than home prices, but at the same time, the shortage of available rental units has been steadily increasing since the Great Recession. Say we had a Great Recession. We're in a recession right now. Are they? Oh, no, we're not actually in. Yeah, we are. That deep depression, it was never a fucking recession. It's a deep depression, and we're going deeper and deeper and deeper in it. And the idea is to break this fucking country. I mean, they're hauling off the goddamn arsenal. Remember Trump, he's standing up there, well, we're low on goddamn missiles, and we're low on this and this and that and that, and $300 billion more for the fucking military. Well, they're giving those son of a bitches over to those son of a, those bastards over in, oh, god damn it. Huh? Japan?
Ukraine.
Yeah, okay. Japan. But they are. They're taking right out of our goddamn arsenals now, people. Do you understand what that means? It means you better be gunned up. And see, they're going to think we'll burn all our fucking ammo because we'll have to defend this country against a foreign invasion. Well, you're all fucking foreigners. And y'all gonna get fucking shot down by we American nationals. It's our goddamn country. We got the right to fucking enforce the law that says it's ours. And protect it from theft. And protect it from goddamn takeover. We have a right to enforce our fucking law. The year before the pandemic, the country recorded a shortage of 7 million affordable housing units for low-income renters, according to the Center for American Progress. That's program, you fucking communist pieces of shit. You are going to so fucking hang, you dirty, rotten, thieving, fucking lowlife, treasonous bastards. It's treason! Creating a crisis that left just 37 affordable rental homes for every 100 low-income households looking for a rent-to-rent. And the homes that are available are often out of reach. Rent rates are up nearly 25% since before the pandemic. This is an increase of 15% in just the past 12 months, according to the real estate tracking service Zillow. You know, I think about when Trumpy was handing out, you know, started handing out the fucking $1,200 checks throughout, whatever the hell they were, $2,500, whatever, dollar checks. And we were saying, hey, man, you fucking can't do this. It's not, you can't just fucking get, just make up numbers and give them a fucking way. There's nothing to back it. But we were, oh, they were borrowing the money from the Chinese in our fucking names. Did you ever sign anything for a loan from a Chinaman? Because I sure as hell didn't. And I will not be bound to that, nor will my progeny. You son of a bitches, if fucking you have, I mean, they have, what they've done to us is just, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I sit here week after week and I say, it's incredible. And it is incredible. What the most incredible part is, we allowed it. We just fucking, we didn't have to.
I thought Mexico was going to pay for the wall.
Of course they were. And of course they did. If they didn't, we were going to take the remittances away. Remember, Charlie? We did take those away, right? No, that's right. Rand Paul came up and said we couldn't take those remittances because that was the biggest part of the fucking Mexican economy. It was fucking money being taken out of the United States of America from fucking American nationals. That's where their fucking money's coming from. These international fuckers got to go down. Let's see here. And the homes that are available are often still out of reach. Rent rates are up nearly 25% since before the pandemic, which is an increase of 15%. Bullshit, 15, fuck. I love it when they go, and they tell, they say, oh, 0.8%, you know, 0.8%, 4% here, 3%. You're fucking lying. Scumbag, bald face, fucking lying, son of a bitches. You think we don't go down to the fucking store? You don't think we have to continue to exist in this fucking situation? You don't think we go to the goddamn gas station? That's not fucking 0.8%, motherfucker. That's 50 to 100%. Mostly 100%. So we have fucking, oh no, you're not paying, you just ate more, you think I can't do goddamn math? You think I was raised in that era where they did that goddamn common core math, where 2 + 2 = 3? Huh? Because I'm not. I can add and subtract, I know exactly what you fuckers are doing. And I mean, just like 15%, my fucking ass, you're a liar. And these are the people who put these lies together are the think tanks that work for the goddamn conglomerates that are buying up all of the rental properties, renting them out through the government so that they, just like the goddamn hospitals, they can get their $23 fucking aspirin, they can raise the fucking prices, and you and I are fucking paying to cut our brother's throat and have him thrown out in the goddamn street. That's what we're doing. We're not, I talk about allowing, assisting. 15% in just the past 12 months, according to the real estate tracking service Zillow. Yeah, I wonder who you work for, you fucking oily bastard. Evictions are up too. According to the eviction lab at Princeton University, in August, evictions were 52% above average in Tampa. Now here you got a 52% fucking, eviction rate, but up here it's only fucking, 15%. It's only 15% higher. That's all to cause 52%. I mean, fucking quit acting like I want to pound their fucking brains in just for treating me like I'm stupid. We're not this stupid. We know what you're doing, and you turn, you fucking do it with a smile on your face, you motherfuckers. When this jungle busts open, there'll be no goddamn mercy. Don't you think so? No fucking quarter asked. No fucking quarter given. Rip, tear, fucking rip it apart. And you fucking think those big fucking goddamn gated communities are going to save your ass? You're fucking wrong. The jungle will be in your fucking living room, motherfuckers. Above average in Tampa, 90% above average in Houston, and 94% above average in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I guess that ain't average no fucking more than, is it? While the federal government has distributed the bulk of pandemic-related rental assistance grants, some states and cities have been slow to make the money available to landlords on behalf of the tenants who can't pay their rent. That's because it's their money. When you see Congress, the way they explained that to you in that fucking Federalist Papers that your fucking ancestors fell for, they should have killed them over. They should have killed every fucking one of them, went to that convention, murdered every fucking one of them, took everything they fucking had. And then just got the Bill of Rights, because that goddamn federal government ain't never, even when it was pretending to be a government, never did anything for us but hurt us. I mean, we're sitting in the richest hunk of real estate on the fucking planet, and we're drawn down to this. Some motherfucker was doing it on purpose, don't you think? At any rate, the rental monies are going to the state. Well, we're putting that in our state coffers, see? We're putting it in, you can't, see? That's why you had the allocation, that's why they talked you into the allocations of Congress. You'll have control of the purse strings because you'll be electing the guy who fucking opens up the purse or keeps the fucking purse closed. But when you're fucking goddamn financing treason, you son of a bitch, you're not representing me. You make it clear you don't represent. Just like that AOC the other day. Hey, you come make it a socialist country. Y'all want to see you do it, you fucking cunt. You will fucking hang for treason and sedition against the written, ratified, absolute law of December 15, 1791. The people's fucking law. Our fucking law, you cunt. You foreign cunt. And any motherfucker, I looked at that room full of fucking goddamn communist cocksuckers with you. They'll all hang right beside you. You think you're fucking tough? Come out of that goddamn room and do something about it, you motherfuckers. You're nothing. You look like nothing. You are nothing. Fuck, you're a fucking joke. Well, it's a goddamn joke. We're a bigger fucking joke, fuck, because we sit there and allow it. Now some pipsqueak little motherfucker to come and say, I'm going to make a socialist cut. You ain't going to do shit, cunt. What you're going to do is get your fucking ass fucking hung. You're going to get your fucking neck stretched. You're going to shit all over yourself while you're dangling by a rope, you dumb cunt. You're going to be tried for fucking treason and sedition, and you have done it blatantly. You are prima facie of fucking guilty. I take that goddamn, just that video into a fucking grand jury. I send that to the grand jury as my information. It's coming back an indictment, motherfucker. You understand that, right? And then you get an answer to that indictment. And then you get to say, what are you going to say? I didn't say it. Oh, I can say that. It's my freedom of speech. No, it ain't. Goddamn sedition is not covered by freedom of fucking speech. And fucking goddamn socialism is collectivism, which is the exact opposite. It's exact opposite of fucking goddamn individualism. You think you can take collective power and take the individual rights of people away? That's what fucking socialism is. We know what it is. And it's not hard to fucking prove. And then your fucking little pretty ass is going to be fucking marched up them goddamn stairs. You're going to fucking hang. You fucking forced this fucking issue, you dumb son of a bitch. Come in and brag like that. You fucking cunt and all them fucking cunts around you. A whole room full of fucking cunts I saw. The country recorded a shortage of 7 million affordable housing units for low-income renters, according to the Center for American Progress. Creating a crisis that left just 37 affordable rental homes for every 100 low-income households looking for to rent. This is our country, people. Hey, this is our country. It's our land. They've fucking played their fucking, everything they've done has been a fucking fraud, easily proven fraud. Read the mandamus. It tells you. It tells you how it is a fraud, how it has to be a fraud, how it can be nothing but a fucking fraud. And we have, there's no statute of limitations on fraud. We got the right to crush these motherfuckers. And not to mention coming up on with the American Civil Liberties Union and declaring war on our fucking Bill of Rights. Where in the hell is your goddamn heart? God damn, at least the Indians fought. At the homes that are available are often still out of reach. Rent rates are up nearly 25%. Bull fucking shit, 25%. 100%. Got that? Shove that 25% right the fuck up your ass until it comes out your ears. It's 100%. It's 100% for a goddamn motel room. They got a goddamn right down here, just down the road here ways. They got these little cabins. They used to go for fucking like, I don't know, God, this is like 4 or 5 years ago. They were like $50, $200. And I mean, you're talking about this, these are fucking just little, they're not fucking fancy or nothing about them. It's a fucking bed, a fucking, potbelly stove. And I don't even think they got a goddamn kitchenette in them. $200 a night for a fucking motel. This is being done by cartels. That's what you call a bunch of these fucking capitalist motherfuckers who get together and they buy up all the goddamn rental properties. I mean, the people who grew up around here that I know that are of age, there are a lot of young people who'd like to buy a house. And they can even save up. I mean, they've saved up fucking, you know, what would be a down payment. But they can't get the houses because these motherfuckers will bid them up higher than what they're worth. Way higher than what they're worth. You know why? Because once they get them, they set the fucking rent up high enough to pay for it. And make money on top of it. These are invaders from fucking California, from goddamn all over the goddamn world. China! And we just let them, we watch them go by, we watch them day to day, you watch them go in our post, I mean, pretty soon there's more of them than there are fucking you. And they're looking, they're telling you what you need to fucking do. Well, I'm telling you what you motherfuckers need to do. You need to get the fuck out of this country. When that goddamn fucking jungle breaks loose, man, I'm telling you. What's going to, you sit down and you set for your fucking self. You tell me what's going to stop it. And the people have had plenty of fucking time to think about it. Make no fucking mistake. You can call it anything you want. You can put the biggest propaganda program out there that there ever was, and it don't mean shit to 2 million fucking guns, to 3 million fucking guns, to 40 million fucking guns. They'll blow it up your fucking ass. You got it? Since before the pandemic, with an increase of 15% in just the last 12 months, you lying son of a bitch. According to the real estate tracking service Zillow, evictions are up too, according to the eviction lab at Princeton University. You have an eviction lab? And you need a goddamn lab for somebody to do fucking simple fucking adding and subtracting? Isn't that really what you're fucking doing here? Princeton lab, where they actually know that 2 + 2 = 4 and it's not 3. This is where, I mean, these guys are going, I mean, these are high masons. They're going to fucking achieve because they know that 2 + 2 = 4 and it doesn't equals 3. And they don't have to say it equals 3. Princeton University. In August, evictions were 52% above average in Tampa, 90% above average in Houston, and 94% above average in Minneapolis, St. Paul. While the federal government has distributed the bulk of the pandemic-related rental assistance grants, some states and cities have fucking stolen them. That's what they've done. They put them in their general fucking fund, and they're using them for fucking fags, for fucking to aid in the invasion of this fucking country, to buy goddamn fucking fine hotel rooms for the fucking third world motherfuckers coming up here with their goddamn tuberculosis and every other filthy fucking goddamn disease. You realize, that's why we didn't let people in this goddamn country before? We had it all whipped. We had it fucking made. Even under the Admiralty. I mean, it was crooked as a goddamn hound dog's back leg. And the son of a bitches were stealing billions from us. Like, they're stealing. Right now, there's fucking goddamn ships coming, leaving this country with billions of dollars of our natural resources. And you know what? They're throwing their finger up at us and laughing. You know why? Because we're allowing it. Because we could easily fucking stop them. We could bitch stomp these motherfuckers and nothing flat. But talking and doing are two different fucking things, I suppose. But when shit hits the shinola, I could always say, I fucking fought. I fought, and you didn't. I've had my bones broken, my fucking blood spilled. I fought with my fists, and I fought with my fucking mind. I fought with everything I have. You haven't. As of May, the National Low Income Housing Coalition reported 12 states and the District of Columbia had distributed half of their last assistance allocation. Allocations. We're just having allocations from fucking, well, Biden's wallet. I guess the whole goddamn, that's our treasury now, is Biden's wallet. He takes it out whenever he wants and fucking gives our fucking goddamn. Well, I mean, I don't know how anybody can afford to pay taxes. How's anybody even fucking getting to work? Gas fucking $5 a fucking gallon. While Idaho, Iowa, and Ohio hadn't spent any of that money, then I guess they didn't need that fucking money. Give it. But, I mean, see, this is what I talk about when I mean when the money for the resources should go through the hands of the people. If we truly had control of the fucking money in our hands, it had to come to us. And then if they wanted something, like they wanted a road, they wanted to fix bridges, they wanted to fucking, any fucking project they wanted, they had to ask us, will you pay for it? And they couldn't just go, well, we're going to go ahead and tax you. We'll take it out of your check with you come and try to stop us and we'll point guns at you and we'll fucking kill you. No, they would have had to come and get the goddamn money from us. And we just say, no, no, we don't. In fact, you're fired. Don't, shouldn't even brought it up. Get the fuck out of here. You're nothing. You're a fiduciary piece of fucking nobody's shit. But if we held the money, if we controlled the fucking goddamn resources of our country, they couldn't do this to us, guys. That's why, how did it end up any other way? Who in the fuck, I've seen it on these goddamn little fucking goofy things they put out. It ain't even entertainment anymore. But they'll go and they'll be like a small town, like on the frontier, what may have you. And they fucking, you know, they're criminals running it. They're fucking murderers. They murder people on a regular basis. They steal, they cheat, they fucking burn things down. And then they're going to become annexed in to the state or the fucking county. And these same son of a bitches all go, well, we better meet over at the hotel and sit down and figure out, okay, you can be mayor. Yeah, this is how it all happened. This is how you got what you got now. That's how that fucking federal government was fucking built. Or that federal corporation was fucking built, guys. They just sit down and fucking say, this is how it's going to fucking be. That's why we had that Bill of Rights. That's why we had to fucking make that Bill of Rights. That's why we had to fucking ratify that Bill of Rights. So when they tried this shit, we walked in the goddamn room and said, you're all, you fucking murdering motherfuckers. You know you're not going to run nothing. We're finally rid of your ass, in fact. That's not the way she turned out, is it? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific Time, and that course was hard. You always get some, but you can't get some until you tell the people are ready to give some. You ain't gonna, you guys, they can't get some till you give them some. So that's kind of a just, you know, that's, I guess that's a feel-good song. Wishing you had the fucking balls, I suppose. We'll finish this article. As of early August, the Census Bureau reported that while 56% of renters had household incomes of less than $50,000, 24% of renters surveyed were paying more than $2,000 a month to rent. Nearly half of all renters, more than 30 million people, had been hit with rent hikes in the past 12 months, with 19% paying a monthly increase of $100 to $250, 7% paying $250 to $500, more than 4% needing to find another $500 a month to stay in their apartments. To meet higher rents, 57% of renters said that they relied on the credit cards, loans, savings, or selling off some assets, including raiding their retirement accounts. Now, remember, man, that was like about a month or two ago, and they were talking about, you know, people on the savings rate. Now, fucking lying bullshit, motherfuckers. Who's got a dollar to save? And then they turn around and, well, they're dipping into their retirement. There ain't no fucking retirement savings in this country. You took it all and you gave it to the fucking Ukrainians to build the fucking army that we're going to have to fight along with the fucking Chinese. You treasonous son of a bitches. We have to get a hold of them, people. That's all there is to it. Despite that, 14% of renters told the survey that they weren't completely caught up on back rent. I bet they weren't. I mean, that's what I kept saying. I kept telling them, I said, man, just pay the fucking rent. Because, I mean, goddamn, because I knew what it was going to shoot up like this. When goddamn the government steps in and starts fucking being your competitor for your fucking product, man, you're up against a goddamn money machine. I mean, a machine that can just type it on in there and this fucking, oh, that's currency, don't you know? That's for all of the goddamn maggots from the fucking third world can sit, have a nice hotel rooms while your people sleep on fucking in underpasses on the fucking freeway and their kids go cold and hungry. What a pathetic lot we are, huh? While inflation gets the blame for much of the problems with the high rents, the cure for high inflation also may be contributing to the rental market, as renters who wanted to become homeowners are increasingly being priced out of the housing market. And that's what I see here. I mean, younger people, you know, in their 20s and 30s, I mean, save for fucking 10 years and save up enough money for a down. They can't, I don't care. They go to buy a house. These fucking conglomerates, that's what they are. They're goddamn, cliques. And they set the fucking price of the rent. And they'll get together and let's say the house was worth fucking say $100,000. And a person came up, you know, a regular fella somebody who lived there all their fucking life. They wanted a house there where they lived all their fucking life. And they said, well, I'll give $100,000 for it. I have the down payment and I might have you. Well, then the fucking conglomerate just steps up. No, we'll give you $150,000 for it. This guy, get him out of the fucking way. And until you start planting, taking and putting bullets through the heads of those motherfuckers, those treasonous dog shit eating motherfuckers that are deliberately doing this to your country and deliberately doing this to you, you ain't going no goddamn where. It is your goddamn right. It is your duty to enforce that fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791. It is your fucking goddamn duty. That's what you are. You're fucking goddamn, you're cowards? Just fucking afraid? You're going to die anyway. I got news for you. Everybody that's listening to my voice, you're going to fucking die. They can download your shit into a computer, they say, or what might have you. You know, good fucking luck with that, okay? You're going to physically fucking die. Even if, I mean, and that's really what they're fucking sitting here watching happen right now, guys. In the years we've been doing this. They're watching the fucking people who would kick their fucking ass, who would blow their fucking asses away, who would say, no quarter ass, none given, and take them motherfuckers on. They're watching them just sit there and die on the fucking vine. Just talk about taking their guns and stuff, and they'll, you know, as long as you ain't taking, they'll sit there and polish that son of a bitch until they polish a hole in it. They won't get off their dead asses and do any fucking thing. They won't risk their precious life for their fucking children, for their progeny. Imagine that. That's how they beat you. That's how they beat you, because you will put your life before your child or before your grandchild. You are a pathetic fucking lot, and that's a fact. And you will die, and you would rather just, you know, die on the fucking vine. Not having it, because that goddamn fight, the thought of a fight just scares you shitless. Leaves fucking stains in your undies, doesn't it? The thought of having to get up and fucking trade bullets in the fuck, hey, it hurt. Getting shots if it fucking hurt like a son of a bitch. Dying ain't no fucking fun. Fight, war ain't no fucking fun. But boy, God, when they look back on this goddamn incident that we lived through here, 100 years from now, God, hard to tell if this goddamn, what's he even going to be here? Will they have won? Will you be on your fucking knees at that fucking, at that goddamn, at that, that ditch you dug so you can get your 40 caliber lobotomy? Because this is what has to happen. They have to kill every American national, because by fucking rights of the law, of the goddamn, of the charter of this country, the charter of this country is that Bill of Rights, people. That's our authority. That's the people's goddamn jurisdictional authority. They can't have it. It has to go away, or they cannot make one world citizens. They can't make everybody a goddamn slave to the goddamn New World Order, to the fucking Rothschilds. Hey, Rothschilds, motherfucker, I still tell you, I'd love to get my fucking hands on you, you son of a bitch. I'd love to try you. I'd love to sit, just see, after we fucking just revealed just a handful of the fucking filthy pedophilic perverted sickness and that fat little cunt over on the goddamn throne in Britain, I'd love just to hear you fucking try to explain your way out of it. I just for the entertainment of it, because you're not going to do it. You have signed your name to, you've signed your own death warrant by signing articles of fucking treason, plain and simple. You cannot change it. And there's plenty of cops. I know you got the China. I know you got little fucking, what's his name? Winston Chow over in Chowland, over in China. I know you got big rooms full of computers, hundreds of computers. And they're sitting there all day because deleting fucking goddamn evidence from the fucking, from the internet. They're doing it, people. You know, you've went to go and look up for stuff you've used in the past. It's all gone. I bet half the fucking internet's fucking gone. From what I can see when I go looking for shit, half the fucking internet's already been taken out. And what happened? Let's see. We invented the fucking internet. We the people made it fucking, we the people were, I mean, we're the fuck, are the force that is that internet. And they turned it over to communist China. And then you hear these little cocksuckers every once in a while. Well, China could rule America a lot better. Why don't you get over here and give it a fucking go, you fucking dink motherfucker? Why don't you come over here and give it? See if you can make me kowtow. I just got to aim lower. That's all. That's all. It goes for you fucking cocksuckers coming across the southern border, too. Just aim a little lower. Your asses are going. I mean, it ain't going to be pretty. You've called the goddamn dance. I mean, you've called the tune. Now you're going to dance the fucking dance. You think that when the people bust out of the jungle, they're going to be anything but pure fucking brutality? Pure fucking goddamn rage and savagery? You know how fucking pissed the people are? You know what they want to do to you? God damn, if you did, you'd be on the other side. You'd be in the Arctic Circle digging a fucking spider hole just to try to fucking have... You're not going to get away from it. You will be tracked down. You'll be tried. You'll be fucking... And you will be fucking whatever that fucking jury says. I ain't going to tell you you're going to be hung or shot. They might want your ass skinned alive. And then we have no Geneva Convention that we have to answer to. That goddamn corporation was not speaking for we the people. It did not represent we the people when it signed on to those goddamn international agreements. We don't have to honor no goddamn international agreements. We are individual free sovereigns. We sign our own fucking name. We are not your goddamn charge. You are not our goddamn custodian. You understand, motherfucker? You want to be my custodian? You'll be my custodian with a hole in your fucking head. You're too fucking... You know, this will go down. Because this is going to end with you fucking wiped out. It will go down. They were too fucking stupid just to simply leave people alone and not stop stealing from them. They were too fucking stupid. They thought they were so fucking smart. They thought piles of fucking shekels made them intelligent. They thought that money made men instead of men making money. And they fucking died. They disappeared from this earth. Because they simply could not leave other people the fuck alone. You think that you can fucking just push people? Anybody? You think there's people out there just, everybody will just take you because you're a fucking little communist whore like that AOC bitch? You think we're going to take that shit from you, cunt? You better think it over. You treasonous, dog shit eating whore. You will answer for your fucking crimes. Every goddamn one of you will. Oh, let's see what else we have here. Ford Foundation has spent over $100 million in support of amnesty. Amnesty people, mass migration. I heard somebody, before we get into this, you know, there was a comment. You didn't think Ford, you know, because Ford wrote the book, you know, talking about. I mean, he called the Jews out for what they were. This is the Ford Foundation, okay? These are in all of these rich motherfuckers. You know, it's just like you trying to say, well, Trump is the thump effort to a vote. If I'm voting, then Trump says, he like your mother and he like me. Dig ditch. He work hard. He good man. Yeah. King of the Jews. King of the liars. King of the shit. But you're going to be, I mean, you just love that son. It's like this person here, Ford might not have. But I tell you what, Ford did not become a fucking goddamn the rich man that he did by being a good guy. I mean, he might have thrown some, fucking fact out there. There were other people that wrote truth about what the Jews were doing back then. He might have threw that out there. That the Ford Foundation is just another sleazy fucking goddamn hunk of the international corporate fucking mafia looking for it to control your fucking stupid ass because you're too fucking cowardly to fight. The Ford Foundation has poured over $100 million into a variety of organizations that advocate for mass immigration, amnesty, and weaker borders. How do you get a weaker border than a fucking border that doesn't exist? How? Maybe you go, ask me, hey, well, we could be taking those boats. We could build fucking ferry boats and get over there and we can carry them up there, pick them up like little babies and hold them and snuggle them against our fucking arm and carry them onto the boat and say, come in here, come take everything I got. I want to watch my fucking grandchildren starve while you fucking little motherfuckers get handed goddamn free Walmart. That's what I want. You had a goddamn, what is your so-called border patrols? You know, protect your border, keep them drugs from coming in and them illegals from coming. Drowned! He drowned to death saving a fucking goddamn drug coyote. Got him to the goddamn shore with his drugs. I'm sure the drugs sold. Maybe we had some fentanyl in it and it killed a few Americans. Well, all the better, huh? Unbelievable. The foundation has provided immense financial backing for what it calls a well-coordinated, innovative, and fearless immigrant right movement. Immigrant rights. It's the immigrant right. It's the right of the fucking rich man to have slaves. I'll tell you, you got a right to from us, you son of a bitch, is a goddamn bullet through your fucking treasonous head. We ain't gonna be your fucking slaves. And you're not gonna bring in foreign fucking slaves and displace us. We will rip this fucking place down to the goddamn roots. We'll rip up the fucking roots. And when we get done with your asses, you son of a bitches that went along with this, you capitalist cocksuckers, you're gonna fucking, we're just taking everything you got. You don't like it, we'll bury you face down in fucking pig shit. We don't give a shit. You've already given us cause to fucking kill every goddamn one of you. You declared war on us. War means you kill each other. And they've sure had no fucking problem killing our fucking people, have they? With their goddamn private, that's the police, you know, out there wearing the goddamn, khaki gear and that looks like a combat soldier to me. No, those are police. Them's police. Well, wait a minute, that goddamn captain there's got captain's bars on. And that goddamn, sheriff. He's supposed to be a sheriff. He's got goddamn general star. He's a general. That's fucking military insignia, people. That means you're already under a fucking martial law. But you know why? Because you allow it. That's why. Because you fucking allow it. We just fucking, that's what that's going to be. It's, I don't know. In the end game, when it's all said and done with, man, it just be, they just allowed it. It'd be a sad fucking note in history. But I mean, there's other places across the world that are, the people are fighting with a lot less than we got. They, dumbasses, gave up their fucking guns. Just like over there in Australia, what they're doing to them, they're in Melbourne, and fucking what might have you. Hey, you know what, guys? I'm sorry. I mean, you can fucking hate my guts if you want to, but you dumb son of a bitch. Any person that gives up their gun over to one of these motherfucking communist, fascist, fucking capitalist, cock-sucking, one-world son of a bitch and Zionist pigs, you are a fucking coward. A coward! I think of everybody in fucking Australians, I always saw them, fucking anybody try to take their guns, they stand up and fucking fight them. I mean, God damn it, they were started as a penal colony. The people, I mean, they were noted for their fucking courage. For the fact that for a good fight and what might have you fucking the frontier. I mean, taming a nation like fucking Australia. No, man, you fucking, and I just keep, that bothers me. Because I look and I wonder how many fucking cunt pussy motherfuckers in this country. I mean, I read a thing, you know, they got like 200 and some guns, an insignificant amount, but they got to put it on there like, well, yo, we got all this. Fuck you. Fuck you. 100,000 of us went out right now and started fucking blasting. You couldn't send one son of a bitch to each fucking place. Send them anyway. We will fucking collapse under our own fucking weights. What's going to happen to us people? It's going to be our own fucking fault. And when our fucking grandchildren, great-grandchildren look back on it, they're going to go, God, they were just so cowardly. Look what they've done to me. They won't be cowardly because they're going to have to get tough. They're going to be raped from the time they're little fucking babies. They're going to be beaten. They're going to be fucking abused. They're going to have the jackboot on their fucking neck all their fucking lives. And sooner or later, enough of them will build up and fucking they'll do and they'll break loose again. And maybe you'll see another fucking, move for freedom, but it won't be by us. Because our people are too goddamn cowardly. That's all I can tell you. I mean, you are a fucking coward. All of you out there. To allow this kind of shit with what you got. You not only are armed, you are fucking armed. You got the great biggest army that ever existed on this planet, times 10. You could wipe these son of a bitches out in hours, a matter of hours. But you let a handful of blooming thaws. How when I think of it, you know, that's a motherfucker's face that always pops in my fucking mind. Is that blooming, looking tough. I walk up and fucking knock that motherfucker out of his goddamn shoes. Come up to me, you motherfucker, on the street and give me your tough fucking spill. Tell me what you're going to do to me. Tell me you're going to take my fucking gun, bitch. Because I say you're a fucking cunt. I say you fucking got no goddamn guts. There's nothing but fucking yellow shit rolling around in there of all sorts, and it comes out fucking different orifices of your body, and that's all you got. Or that fucking, even that goddamn Biden, acting like a tough guy. Who are you gonna beat up, motherfucker? You couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of fucking hammers, and you know it, you dead-headed son of a bitch. And again, I hate talking about Biden. I mean, I really have. I haven't. I laid into fucking Obama, man, big time, and so I did the same with Trump, but this fucking idiot, fuck, he's retarded. He's committing high crimes and misdemeanors being the front man for this goddamn communist collective fucking goddamn committee that's setting up on Capitol Hill, that has our Capitol Hill fucking occupied, handing out these edicts and these goddamn fucking, fiat commands to the fucking people and threaten us with violence if we do not fucking surrender our rights. Come take them! I will never surrender my fucking rights. And you will, and you know, hey, man, life is what life is, but goddamn, with all my heart, I'm gonna kill as many of you motherfuckers as I possibly can kill. You deserve it. You've earned it. You're enemy combatants. You are goddamn traitors to this people, and you are traitors to the fucking unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791 that belongs to we the people. Not to those goddamn fucking Jew Zionist motherfuckers, that you dog ass bastards whose assholes you fucking suck. You suck them because goddamn mammon comes out. A little bit of mammon, it's covered with shit. A little bit of mammon to come out if you suck that asshole hard enough. Find you a mason and suck his fucking ass. And maybe some money will come out and you can have some too. But I mean to be reduced to this. Fucking, man, I had pride in my goddamn, God, when I was young, God, America, God, Jesus. There was nothing compared. And that's why everybody fell for the fucking phony wars and bullshit. Because when we went to look at our past, it was a lie too. Clear back to the uprising of 1775, a year and a half later, here come the rich people. We're declaring a new country and we're going to be the aristocrats. You're going to be the fucking goddamn slaves. What do you guys say? Being as you're already killing the fucking, British, being as you've already killed the British, being as that you're going to shoot them fuckers out of here anyway, don't you think we ought to be the asses that you suck? Why didn't they kill him? John Adams standing up there when he said, let's declare a president. How come somebody didn't raise up a pistol and put a bullet right through his treasonous fucking head? How come? We know how come. The whole goddamn thing was a setup. But the Bill of Rights and just the people, we are fucking strong beyond belief. But we gotta put our fucking bullshit aside. Our fucking own little agendas. Yeah, I know the government should not be able to make it blanket law. They shouldn't be able to lord over us or fucking govern over us whatsoever. We are autonomous. But if they pass a law saying that there could be no more abortions and the government, yeah, I would support a hunk of the government having the authority to fucking, go ahead and make the admiralty courts because they can't come in the common law courts. I'd be for the admiralty courts for them to do that because that's something that I believe in out of my fucking Bible. That's what my Bible tells me. I'm going to show you what. I'll shove that motherfucker so far up your ass it'll come out your ears. You motherfuckers are going to fucking die for that. You have hurt us already. You've hurt your own people. You'll cost about a fucking 2 million fucking people. You ignorant culls. Because that's what you are. You're culls. And you're going to be fucking culled. You won it anyway, so we might as well be the ones doing the culling. Get rid of these son of a bitch and fucking one percenters. Get rid of all the fucking cowards. The goddamn Zio fucking communists. The goddamn Judeo-Christians. Wipe the motherfuckers out, people. If I'm dead, don't stop. Don't stop until that Bill of Rights is the absolute goddamn law of this fucking land. Don't stop until it's being enforced. Don't stop until you are the authority once again. No son of a bitch tells you what you will do. You live by your own fucking will. You do as you please. You live true liberty, which is to say you do whatever you goddamn well please, as long as you are not violating the rights of another. And if you are, we got our, we'll have them common law courts. And they ever come near the common law courts. You've got to put the new things. Anybody suggesting anything but a common law court, off with his fucking head. I mean with a fucking guillotine in the middle of fucking town. We weren't near brutal enough. In our settlement of that first couple of fucking goddamn, what they called revolutionary wars, we weren't close to brutal enough. And then we allowed that son of a bitch Springsteen to fucking goddamn declare martial law in the 1860s. That's never been lifted. And then so they start writing and write to get rid of the goddamn phony-ass constitution that never was to begin with and put a worse fucking goddamn corporate fucking document in there, making everything a corporation within a corporation. Now, we got the equivalent of fucking Walmart fucking ruling us, you cunts! You make me sick! That's enough for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Hell, it's fucking Monday. There's one down.